I should be joined live on the phone by Caroline Cullen, who's Communications Manager at Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, George. How are you?
Not bad at all. It's not raining or snowing out there, but it's a bit cool, but at least the sun is shining. But it was a half an hour ago. I can't see a window from here, so any bad news you can tell me?
No, well, it's sunny here in Dunleary, which is great.
Oh, lovely. You always get the sun on the south side, though.
Yes, the snow has been something else. But this week's a big week, George, because it's Brain Awareness Week.
Absolutely. Can you just tell us before we talk about that, Caroline, where you're based and perhaps maybe a little bit about the services you offer at the centre?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of your listeners may or may not be familiar with Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, because it's one of those things that it actually affects as many as 19,000 people in Ireland every year. But strangely, an awful lot of people don't know about it. And basically, all these thousands of people are having brain injuries every year from things like road traffic accidents, stroke, you know, a fall. More worrying is things like assault, or, you know, they get conditions like brain tumours. And so what we do then here in our services is we provide rehabilitation to people after these really traumatic things happen to them in their lives. I mean, if someone has a road traffic, you know, is in a road traffic accident or has a stroke, it turns their lives upside down, not just for them, but also for their families. And people, you know, it affects people very differently. It depends on what part of the brain is affected. So it could be that somebody then has memory problems afterwards, or obviously it can affect your brain, obviously sends messages all around the body. So it can affect your mobility, your speech, you know, everyday tasks that we all do, like just getting up in the morning and going to work, that we take for granted.
Yeah.
We have to help people, you know, retrain their brain so that they can get back and do those things again.
And it's something that none of us should take for granted, because your life could change in a moment. You could slip, fall, bang your head. Anything can happen at any given time. In those initial stages of post-injury, Caroline, just how important are supports from the likes of yourselves in those initial stages?
Yeah, hugely important, George. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what would happen is, you know, if it's a really serious injury that somebody has, you know, first off, they'll find themselves in hospital. And, you know, I mean, say if it's a stroke or something like that, the first part is obviously saving the person's life. But the bit that's kind of, I suppose, is the gap in many of the services is what happens to people afterwards. So we save, you know, there's a lot of focus on that kind of acute end of things. And a lot of people then struggle to access services after that. And like our services, we help on average about 1,200 people every year, but when we're saying there's 19,000 injuries every year, you know, that's a drop in the ocean. And, you know, we need so much more money to help so many more people. So the good news is, though, that when these things happen, and like you say, it can happen in an instant. I mean, we've had people where you're mentioning about the snowy weather and so on, where a woman, you know, in icy weather, you know, a woman was putting out her wheelie bin and slipped and hit her head, and that was a brain injury, you know, or where people trip and fall down the stairs. And that can be, you know, they hit their head. That's, you know, traumatic brain injury. And obviously in a car accident, it's a bang to the head as well. So that's traumatic. And then I suppose non-traumatic are the things that happen inside the brain, like stroke and brain tumours and, you know, meningitis and other things like that. So there's the kind of the two types.
Yeah, and it's not just the individual as well. It's the family and friends of the individual whose lives are changed as well. Do you offer support to them too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it goes hand in hand. So how our service works, it's really inspirational, and so many of the people we help are hugely inspirational. So every person that comes into our service gets their own personalised rehabilitation plan. And for every person it's different. So it's a conversation. Obviously there's an assessment of their ability and maybe where the deficits are, how their brain injury affects them. But then after that, it's as much about talking to them about the life that they had before their injury and how to kind of, what do they want to do as well?
Yeah.
And as much in that, the family has to be involved in that plan as well, because they're crucial. if you know, a crucial support to the person who has the brain injury. And hugely as well, when it happens, I mean, every injury is different, but for some people, you know, if it's a little bit more severe, the person isn't who they once were, you know, and that can be very difficult for family members to try and accept that their loved one is now, you know, it's a different reality.
Yeah,
That may, you know, like, it can be things like short-term memory. So some of our clients, you know, if you're talking to them today, they won't remember tomorrow that they were talking to you today. And that's very, very difficult if it's your, you know, if it's your husband or your son or daughter, you know, that. So there's very practical things that we do with those kinds of people. We help them write down in a diary what they did so that they can read it the next day and know that they what they did the day before, mm-hmm. and gradually help build their memory over time. But it's a long process, like rehabilitation. It's not a quick fix. And so we 100% we have to support the families in that, because everybody needs staying power, and there's highs and lows that come with it for the individuals as well, but and for the families. So it all goes hand in hand as part of our service. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier on, Caroline, that this is National Brain Awareness Week. How important is a week like this for yourselves?
It's hugely important, George, because it just is an opportunity. What's fantastic, I'm here talking to you today and to actually talk about brain injury, because the rest of the time, you know, we're getting on with the work at hand, helping people work on their goals. But a lot of it can end up behind the scenes and the public maybe doesn't know, or maybe there's other people out there who want to access our services who don't know we're there. So raising awareness about all these things like brain injury, and it also, I mean, it's brain awareness, so it raises awareness of other conditions, like, you know, other neurological conditions and so on. So it's a really positive thing, because as well, for a lot of people after they have their injury, you know, like any of us would feel, you know, you're not the same anymore, and it affects your confidence hugely. So the more we can talk about these injuries and help people understand what it's like, the less sort of stigma that can be attached to it, and hopefully more people out there will be understanding maybe the next time they're in a queue for something and maybe somebody is struggling to get the words out, and maybe they're rushing and feeling impatient, but maybe they'll have a bit more understanding and think, well, maybe that person, you know, has had a brain injury and now can't talk the way they used to, and they're trying their best, you know. So it's all about increasing the understanding, I suppose, in society, and helping us all just be nicer to each other and more patient with each other.
As well as that, there are people who may suffer an injury and may eventually get back to the individual that they were, but it takes a long time, it takes a lot of effort, and the supports that you guys offer these people is huge, an absolutely massive part of that recovery process. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, it is enormous, because like, it's so, for some, like, we have young people in their 20s, you know, who've had brain injuries. There's one person I'm thinking of, and it was a non-traumatic injury, so where he had kind of a growth in his brain. And for that guy, he has to watch his friends and everything in their 20s living their lives. And whereas for him, it affected his mobility a bit as well. He has come on incredibly, but he's still watching life go on around him. So where we step in is then, he works with a key worker who helps rebuild his confidence and helps him, you know, realize, actually, you know, you are going to get there. It's just going to take a bit longer, but you're really improving, and help him see that his life is still great, you know. But it's very individual. It's very personal for people. And like I said, it's about an awful lot of things the rest of us take for granted, that they are massive milestones in rehabilitation for other people. And that's confidence piece and psychology piece, and loneliness and isolation.
Yeah.
It's huge for someone, because equally when they're with their family, like, their family loves them, but sometimes they feel like their family doesn't fully understand, because their family still live in their own lives as well. So it's really helpful to be able to come to our clubhouses where everyone else has a brain injury, and you can walk in the door. You don't have to explain yourself. Everybody just gets it, you know, and that's incredible support for people. It's just, they can relax, you know, they don't have to explain, oh, you know, it's going to take me a while to say this word, or I've forgotten your name. You know, they don't have to worry, whereas you know, that can cause an awful lot of stress for people.
Absolutely.
That they're worried, you know, we all forget people's names. But for somebody with a brain injury, you know, it's like they, yeah, that absolutely would cause anxiety, that they're worried that they're forgetting someone's name.
Have you any events planned for this week, Caroline? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, well, during Brain Awareness Week, this is our, we actually get everybody baking. So, like, so in our clubhouses and so on, what's really nice about this is that anything, any activity we ever do, it's always stuff that we do in our services as well. So it's brilliant because baking is one of those great tasks that brings everybody together. There's a lot of practical skills involved. And then what we're saying to the public is, you know, you can have a bake party and help raise funds for our charity so that we can continue to give more rehabilitation to lots more people who need it and support for families. So it's really like we're kind of saying to everybody, like, I know it's the first day today, so it's already Monday, but don't panic. There's still time to get out and get your flour and eggs, you know, and rustle up a few buns or whatever, or an apple tart or whatever, and get some people around.
So this week you're giving Mary Berry a run for her money.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything goes. It's whatever tickles your fancy. And a lot of our services are, you know, our clubhouses and that are also our clients and so on are baking. So there are other, if you're not going to bake yourself, you can pop into our local services and support their bake sales. And you can check our website, abiireland.ie, to see where they're at. There's plenty around Dublin and all around the country. But really, we're kind of saying for people to do it themselves as well. And it's an excuse to catch up with your own family and friends as well.
And the great thing about baking is that you've got something delicious at the end to tuck into. So
exactly.
It's a win-win, am I right?
It's a complete win-win. That's what we love about tasks like that, because, you know, we're all about achieving goals here, George. So there's no more, you know, there's no greater satisfaction than seeing your cake come out of that oven looking gorgeous and smelling fabulous and then eating it. You know, so yeah, it's hard to beat. It's win-win-win.
Yeah. Getting rather peckish as we speak. Yeah. For people who'd like to get involved, Mary, in baking for yourselves, how can they do it? How can they get involved?
If they log on to our website, it's abiireland.ie, and all the information is there. You can register your bake, and we have materials like posters and so on if you want to take part and put your dates up. And don't worry, a lot of people, this week is Brain Awareness Week, so it's a good trigger to get people going, but you can hold your bake party whenever you want. And obviously we'd be happy to take any donations that are raised from it anytime. And it all really goes a long way. I mean, it's very practical things like, you know, wheelchair accessible vehicles that helps us get our people out and about in community. It's all that sort of thing, and ultimately expanding our service so more people can get the rehabilitation they need after a traumatic injury.
And the great thing about baking is that it's a very sociable thing within the family, because you've got the mum and the dad baking their stuff, and the kids watching, and, you know, especially the younger kids, 5, 6, where they can contribute a little bit, they can mix. And then I used to love licking the bowl afterwards. That was my job.
That's it. Yeah. I was the same. I mean, I was doing a bit of baking and just, oh my God, used to love the taste of the batter for buns. You know, it was delicious. But you're 100% right. It's a really inclusive thing to do. And children love it, absolutely. And children get a great sense of satisfaction. But as you say, I mean, at least if you do a bit of baking, you then feel like, oh, I better have somebody around to help me enjoy this. So it all feeds into kind of catching up with people and people just, and especially with the cold weather and everything, what nicer way than to have a lovely smell coming out of the kitchen and getting people around for a cup of tea and a bit of cake and a chat. And it's a great excuse for that.
Yeah, I mean, baking maybe about 10 years ago would have been seen as maybe slightly old-fashioned. But thanks to a certain bake-off programme on TV, everybody wants to bake now.
You're 100% right.
Millions of budding Mary Berries out there, you know, wanting to bake their best dish.
Yeah. Well, it's just as you say. I mean, people want to kind of no different actually to our brain injury survivors setting new goals. It is that whole, it's really good for you to try something new. And so whether that's, you know, if you've never baked before, obviously to give it a go, there's a great sense of accomplishment. But equally, it could be just trying a new recipe, you know, even if you are already a baker. And it's, there's just nothing, you can't beat it. It really is a something that makes you feel good. And sure, you know, life, I mean, nobody knows what's going to kind of come at them in life. So it's a simple pleasure, really, to start baking. And it's kind of, I think as well for a lot of people, it's time out for themselves as well, because while they're baking, they're just concentrating on doing that task. So whereas life is so busy so much of the time, it can be hard to just take time out.
On a more serious note, Caroline, this is all about raising a few bob for yourselves. What will those funds raised actually mean to you and the people who use your services?
It means so much, George, because really we are, you know, our service is really rebuilding lives. So it's really, I suppose, to say to people, I mean, the reality is brain injury, it shatters lives. It couldn't be a more traumatic, serious thing to happen to someone in their life. You know, one minute they're going along, living their lives, you know, having their usual things that they're doing, and then the next minute it feels like that's all robbed from them. So what we do is, you know, we're helping them to rebuild their lives and you know, set goals for themselves that they can achieve. And I mean, that's, you can't put a price on that. So in terms of where the money is going to go, it goes very practically to support our rehabilitation. And we do rehabilitation across a number of services. So we have clubhouses that are day services where people can go, and peer support is hugely important in the clubhouses, as well as obviously learning to do new tasks and develop new hobbies, which is really important for feeling a sense of rebuilding confidence and a sense of accomplishment as you're trying to relearn skills. We also have residential rehabilitation, so for people who need more intensive rehabilitation and assistance, I suppose, while they're achieving their goals. I mean, it's important to say our service isn't care. You know, we don't care for people as such. We obviously care about them, but it's all about getting people to do things for themselves. So even if it is more intensive, it is just that where there's more help required, but ultimately to empower our clients to do things for themselves. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, the only other thing is that we also have transitional living units, which help people make that transition from the, maybe having been in a more intense rehabilitation setting to now getting back home. And obviously we have community services as well, where people are at home and going about their day, and that we would have key workers that engage with them on particular goals that they have. And they would be much more community focused, so much more about maybe helping them, how are they going to maybe get work experience or retraining again, how are they going to get back to that and gradually get back to work again.
I was just about to mention there, I had a quick look at your website over the weekend. It's a wonderful website, by the way, well done. And there's a program on it that gets specific attention called the Step Ahead program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. That's a brand new program that's literally just being launched at the minute. And it's targeting young people with a brain injury, so specifically 18 to 29 year olds. And exactly that it is. We have had some great successes with some of our brain injury survivors. Obviously, it depends on how bad the injury is. So where people have gone back to college and so on. And that's what this is about. It is about where those people that have that potential to get back to work or get back to college, it's to really help them tackle maybe the areas that they're weaker on, to ultimately get them up to a level that they will be able to do those things again. So it's very focused. It's, you know, it's less about kind of, you know, it's less about kind of what would you, it's very practical. So it would maybe be helping them as well about how to go through a work interview again and what skills they need to build on. So it's very, very specialised and targeted towards getting back to work or school or college and so on. And the thing is, like, somebody may have worked before And then what they work at now after their injury could be totally different. So it's to help them understand how to redirect themselves, you know, because they might be changing, in a way, changing career altogether. And for younger people, obviously, it would be just to, it would be more about the education and training. So to actually help them do that. And it involves as well, so from our end, it would require sort of some discussion with the colleges as well. So to ensure there's understanding as well.
In the minute or so that we have left, Caroline, can you remind people how they can get involved in this bake-off?
Yes. Please, please, please grab your wooden spoons and get out there and buy flour and eggs and sugar and get baking. And all you have to do is log on to abiireland.ie and register your bake party that you're going to have. And then you can lodge your donations there as well. We also have posters and other kind of kit that you might find useful. But even if you don't need that, you can just do it in your own house or bake some cakes for your colleagues in work. Or if you're in a school, you might want to get the class behind you baking. And then anything anybody can give towards our charity will just make such a huge difference to our clients rebuilding their lives after brain injury.
And we just love the results of baking in this country. We absolutely love our cakes and our breads. We really do. I think it's a brilliant idea, Caroline. Is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, this is actually the seventh Bake for Brain in Brain Awareness Week. So it happens. It's happened for a good few years now. And it's a very positive, as you said, a very positive event, really good fun. And like that, you know, there's a bit of effort, but it's all a lot of fun and you can get lots. It's very inclusive, get lots of people involved.
And for people who'd like to not just do this for you, but maybe do other things throughout the year, is it possible for people to fundraise for you throughout the year, not just this time of the year?
Oh my goodness, yes it is.
Yeah.
We would be delighted, anybody who wants to organise a fundraiser. I mean, there's things like people might like to take part in the Women's Mini Marathon and run for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. That would be fantastic. Obviously, there's all the other marathons, Dublin Marathon. But whatever anybody wants to do and fundraise, we would absolutely be thrilled. It's, like I said, it goes towards our services. It also goes, in a practical sense, to things like helping us buy more wheelchair-accessible vehicles so that we can get our people out and about more, which is hugely important, and other equipment that's needed as part of rehabilitation. So it's really, I can't tell people enough what a great difference it makes. So anyone who wants to get involved, we would absolutely love to hear from you. And they can email fundraising@abiireland.ie.
Can you give that out once more?
Yep, the email is fundraising@abiireland.ie.
And you never know, you might find that you have a latent ability to bake that you never knew you had. And who knows, within 5 years, you'll be in charge of your own baking shop or something. I think it's an amazing idea, Caroline, and well done on the work that you do at Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. A pleasure talking to you, and we'll keep in touch. Definitely.
Thanks so much.
Great
Have
stuff,
great
Caroline.
Week.
You too. Bye bye. Bye bye.